still my favorite concert over the past decade, I believe. And I'm not saying, I mean, that needs to be, it's true. I bought the limited edition poster.
The whole experience.
And had ADA, our folks at ADA, frame that with a picture of me and the boys there and our ticket. That's how much we love that concert.
I bought the album on vinyl.
You absolutely did. He goes to the souvenir stand and comes back with some vinyl.
Awesome.
I looked for a record player. There was none available there.
No, I have one.
But you were looking for one there at the time.
Right.
So you still have the album?
I do still have the album.
See?
That's impressive that you made it out of the concert with the album still.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic concert.
It was.
Might be a burn hole in my...
I watched that concert with Aaron Swartz.
You were out there in the amongst the peoples.
Yeah, in the standing room area.
We sat back a little bit. Well, because I wanted chairs, I get tired. But, you know, the boys, and then at that point I felt like it was necessary for Jake Pounders to have a comfortable chair.
I needed a chair.
Right? When it was... In retrospect, was it a good decision to get go to the chairs?
The best.
That's exactly right.
Well, maybe he would have stayed awake for the concert had he been
he did.
You know what? I took a little break, dude.
He saw a lot of it.
Get off
you know
me.
What? The encore, the final three songs.
I recovered.
He saw it.
I recovered.
Okay. He got it. Okay.
I think that might be the only part I remember.
Pegas Family Restaurant, K7 and Johnson Drive. I'll be there from 11 until 1. We are going to have all the $12 dinner platters, normally $12, just $5 while we're there. And so come out and see us for a delicious lunch special. But right now, we need some music. I don't know what kind of music you want to give for the interns.
How about
these two?
The one that shakes the barley.
These two young men have been interns for, it feels like years, but it's been several months. Connell.
Yep.
Lucky, the intern, as Jake
Lucky?
Named him. And then you have Michael, as Nate named him, Mean Mug, the intern, because... Yep. Mike gives Nate the death stare, we call the Northland death stare, at various times throughout his internship. First, Connell, please tell people background so they've heard your voice, they've heard your soccer analysis. We heard the 5-minute voicemail that you left for Nate with World Cup news that he never returned. Mm-hmm. And so tell us where you're from, how you got here, and what you do besides intern on this damn show, please.
That's a great song. So I'm originally from Belfast, Ireland. This is the Irish national anthem.
And
by the
don't
way.
Make me say it. And your
balls are made of brass.
There you go.
And so I came here a couple of years ago, always wanting to do radio, and then ended up just meeting Nate. And
so what? What was the reason? Was it a lady friend that?
Yeah. I came here to work at a camp down in Texas
just
for the summer, just to get away for the summer, and ended up meeting a girl from Eudora, Kansas.
So. You fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right away, how long did it take for you to realize, this is the love of my life, I'm going to move to another country just for this woman? Second day? Third day?
About...
Right off the bat.
About 2 or 3 days in, probably.
Was she willing, or did she have to be convinced that you were the love of her life?
Probably had to be convinced. Right. I mean, you've met me, I suppose.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but I bet you she was attracted by the accent. You know?
Absolutely.
This is an exotic man with red hair.
You luscious are, long locks
you
at the
are
time.
An exotic far away. Man.
Did you have long hair at the time?
Not long, but I mean, longer than now.
Yeah, I've seen it. Is it then you're in your Twitter avatar? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what else do you do besides intern here?
I work at a place called Gill Studios around the corner. I go to college, go to JUCO.
So Jake's wrong. You don't make Irish spring soap. That's a lie. You don't sit at home with your wood carving set and then carve out the soap.
Well, I mean, everyone has to have a hobby.
Well, I don't, that's what Jake said. So
no,
I
didn't say anything about I'm talking about he's just hiding his lucky charms from everybody.
Okay, that's enough. Stop it. You know what?
Why are you always hiding them from the kids? Why don't you let them just have the lucky charms?
Let everyone enjoy them. That's not
marshmallows.
That's
not
right. Because it deserves them.
Okay, so also let's introduce Michael, the intern, who Nate calls Mean Mug the intern. Please give us your full background and what brought you to being an intern at Union Broadcasting.
Well, my real name is Michael DiMaggio.
So you say.
And he shoots me a Mean Mug as he says it. My real name.
I don't always Mean Mug.
Right.
Just when it's necessary.
Right.
Which for Nate is most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I come straight from the Northland, North Kansas City, Gladstone to be specific.
What schools did you go to?
The Happy Rock.
I went to St. Gabriel's for grade school and middle school.
Oh, boy.
St. Pius for high school.
There you go.
Man,
now we're Warriors.
Now we are talking.
Graduated with the Richie St. John.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't hold that against you, though, do we?
Nope.
Not at all.
And where do you, you also have a job. Where do you work besides?
I wait tables at Smokehouse Barbecue.
Why don't you stop by there and order from a Mean Mug?
Smokehouse Barbecue.
Zona Rosa.
Give a plug to Smokehouse
Barbecue.
Working
for tips, baby.
Yeah, man. Tips. It's all about the tips.
What's the best thing to get at Smokehouse Barbecue?
Beef burnt ends.
Okay. What's the best side there?
Coleslaw. All right. Easy.
How about that? Jake, do you agree with that? Jake looks like he's a...
Do you have normal shifts? When can we know? I want to go there when I know that
Mean Mug's Saturday mornings. I own Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings.
He not only works there, he owns Saturday mornings.
I'm not a big nighttime worker,
So what is this, breakfast? Like, what do you mean Saturday mornings?
Like 11 a.m.
Like lunchtime. Oh, lunchtime.
We open at 11.
Oh, okay. There we go. I got you. All right.
Morning to me.
Maybe when you're flying out of town on one of your trips.
Yeah, right by the airport.
There you go. I like it. So I have, this is something perspective-wise from Connell that I appreciate. I want to get this message out to the people. So Connell, you said you go to JUCO.
Mm-hmm.
You work 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
3 days a week. You come in here at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You work until 10 o'clock. Then you go to your job where you work 2 hours later than normal because they're letting you come work here in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You work here for, you both of you, Mean Mug and you work here for free for college credit.
I got a JUCO too, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Where do you go to JUCO at, please?
The Maplewoods.
Oh, Maplewoods. You know what? Maplewoods representing, that's where Richie St. John goes, and formerly the school of one Albert Pujols. Thank you.
That's right.
See that?
You know what?
It all comes together.
Yeah, they said
here.
That Albert Pujols, the most famous Maplewoods alum since Mean Mug the intern.
Right. Well, we're looking to change it.
Yeah. So, for both you guys, this is, I mean, we have extremely hard workers here is what we got. We got guys that come here and they do this basically for free for college credit. They work jobs. They go to school. And I was talking to Connell the other day about the difference between the United States and Belfast. And what did you tell me about what you like so much about here?
Besides the whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said something about opportunity.
Well, it's the old cliche, but it's the land of opportunity, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, there's just so much more options for... I mean, I wouldn't be able to do this back home.
So this is what stood out to me about this. And this is, I'm very serious about this. He said to me, I wouldn't get the opportunity to do this.
You're very serious about crushing this segment, but go ahead.
I mean, this is like something to think about.
Right.
I wouldn't get the opportunity to do this back home. The opportunity to work for free at a radio station. And I just think, because we got a lot of people that, I had to work 12 hours a day, right? You know, I had a tough day of this or that, you know, and we can sometimes look at the things that we do as obligations. And it was a reminder to me how lucky we are to get to do what we do. And I just thought, you know what? What these two guys, what great attitudes they have. What great attitudes that they have that we should all have. And everybody, we complain a lot about things that go on in this country and all those things. But I thought, you know what? When he said that to me, that was an eye-opener to me.
You got a mouse in your pocket? We complain? I don't complain.
We as a society. I mean,
got a mouse.
We as a group of people. You guys come out. I thought it was powerful when he said that to me.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Never mind. I hate all of
you. You know what? Let me tell you something.
Yeah. No. I appreciate it. Well done.
That was,
thank you.
That was fantastic. He took the word. That was fantastic.
I was teared up.
Okay. Now, do you.
All these spoiled
how
kids get off my lawn.
Are you,
huh?
Did that touch you?
It did. I mean.
How did it feel?
Hopefully not in your swimsuit part.
Right.
You know what? Well, it wouldn't be the first time. But.
Wow. Now, let's question that many people want the answer to. Give me at least one or two things you've actually learned from Jake throughout this internship.
Just two?
Or just anything. Usually we're fishing for just one.
I mean, it's honestly like a day and daily stuff when I just watching Jake do certain things, just learning how to, you know, how to speak to people, how to get things going.
Oh, please don't learn how to speak to people.
Jake, how to
from
speak
Jake.
To
that
people,
is
huh?
not
Listen,
what we're
no,
looking
honestly,
for you
and
to
even
learn.
Like with the how to, because I'm going to do a podcast, how to approach the podcast and stuff, Jake imparted some wisdom on that and stuff. And
you are the first person that has ever claimed they learned how to speak to people from Jake, because that is usually
Listen,
the opposite.
Jake gets a bad rap around here, I think.
Does he?
Jake does a lot of work, and
Well, what's the rap that, so he, there's a rap that he does
oh,
at work?
Do you guys not hear everyone talking about him when wow. he's not here?
That's, well.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Pan. Okay.
What about this podcast? What are we going to look forward to?
Yeah, what is
when can we see this podcast? Or
well, hopefully we'll have an upcoming show with Jake Pounders given some of his
no chance dude.
So how far down the list at Union Broadcasting have you gotten to get to Jake? Because you had Nate to talk soccer, you mm-hmm. had me for some reason to talk soccer, and you've not gotten
no
to
you
the,
were talking MMA.
Well, that's fine, you tried to get me to talk soccer. You said if Conor McGregor was a soccer player, what position would he play? I said, what are you asking me for? And so then Jake has been waiting patiently, but that call has never happened. Are you gonna ask him?
Absolutely. Okay. It's always been in the paper.
No, not until I shamed you into it last week. Not
Michael, the Northland intern, please give us one or two things that you have actually learned from Jake during your internship, please.
Well, Jake's taught me a lot of things, a lot of useful things that...
Right there, that's usually the standard answer. Well,
yeah,
he's taught me a lot of things as he's struggling to come up with one of them.
No.
So. Oh,
no.
Really? You've got
not only has he taught me the basics of the board, but he's taught me things that I'm going to be able to take with me for the rest of my life.
Such as?
I'll be able to tell my kids about.
That's right.
Like, what would you tell your kids about, Jake? What would you say?
Just the positivity he brings.
That's right.
To every situation. No matter what's going on, the guy keeps a smile on his face, and he's positive about anything.
Okay. And I want to repeat this. Jake is who we're talking about here. The positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, if Jake walked away and said, you know what, I can't finish the show, could either one of you run the board until 10 a.m., or would you need assistance from someone else? Are you to that level? Are you getting close? Are we, making some progress?
I forgot how to break to a commercial,
right,
so
well,
we
a,
would
a,
just
that's
be
part of it, you know?
We'd just be rolling
Connell
the whole time.
Do that. So
could you?
Between the two of them, I think they could handle
so
it.
So could the two of you run this show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably.
Good. You're going to run the last hour, and I'm going to run.
Irish left hand and an Italian right hand running the show together.
Oh. I feel like there's a joke somewhere to be had if you could work on that. And so you're done? Like after Friday, Connell?
Yeah, that's my internship up anyway. But
so then,
I mean, I'll probably, you'll be turning up at 5 a.m. and I'll be waiting outside in a sleeping bag.
Well, that's...
that would be a first.
Again, you would have learned that
at 5 a.m.?
You would have learned that from Jake, because he's done that several times over the past few months.
Yeah.
And you guys, I think you both have futures here at Union Broadcasting, if you want it, running the board, working part-time, and perhaps, I don't want to say this, but I will, perhaps one or both of you could be the next Jake Gutierrez. How does that, when you hear that, you could be the next Jake Gutierrez, what's your reaction to that? How does that make you feel?
Just been dreaming about that since I was a little kid,
have
honestly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Connell?
Fills me full of hope, really, you know?
There's always hope. Yeah.
What do you think that you fill the interns with hope? Is that something, is that too much for you to handle?
No, that's, you know what? My day is done.
Is it?
You know what?
I've spread my positivity, and I've filled people with hope.
Life is all about timing, because if these two interns come across Jake Gutierrez from maybe 2 years ago,
right,
they might have quit like the first week. Jake was meaner to interns than any human's ever been to
and
interns.
I still am.
No, this is
these two just okay. they stuck around.
Watch this. Turning the tables. Say something positive about each of these interns. Oh, look at this. Can he actually do this?
No.
The gears
no.
Say something. Say one thing that you...
Come on, Pounders.
I'll say this. And this is the truth. Nate got real, and all of a sudden, I'm going to get real.
Oh, boy.
Both these guys I've worked events with, and anytime I've asked them to be somewhere, they're always on time.
Yep.
They always work from beginning to end. You tell them to do something, they do it to the best of their ability. That's all you can ask. And people ask me, so how can I get into radio? Here's how you get into radio. Become an intern and work your ass off. And these two guys have done just that. And so I'm excited. So now, whenever they ask me for a reference, even though it might damage their chances of being hired somewhere, you don't want to, you know, that all of a sudden they see Steven Sanders, not hired. The point is, you could use my name for anything, any job or whatever else, because you guys have earned that. And anytime I've asked you to be somewhere, and that means
Amen.
A lot to us, because we've had a lot of people. Interns and people that work here
right.
that don't do that.
And I think that says more about, this is what I expect. This is to be expected. It
They've
is not the norm.
The bar,
it is not
the norm.
Not the norm
at all.
No, but it should be.
Most interns,
this
to
should
be perfectly
normal.
Honest, are a pain in the ass.
Right.
Most of them create more work
this should
than
be
they
the
actually
norm, though.
Produce.
That's why I'm not going to give them any credit for doing what they're supposed to be
I'm
doing.
I'm genuinely sad that their when you told me today that their internships are up.
I don't think Michael's intern. We signed him to a 2-year deal.
We got you signed to an extension?
DeNunzio's got it some more time.
The hell is wrong with you?
Tony DeNunzio.
You can still come in here once in a while, can't you?
Yeah, whenever I'm invited.
You're in standing invited. Invitation, bro.
No, Michael's not leaving. No. Now Michael's going to...
Now you just can't leave.
Right.
Tony
might be coming more.
Lock the door now. Yeah. Go ahead, Jake. What were you going to say?
Oh, I just said that I'm not going to give them any compliments.
Nate,
they're
any final
doing
comments?
What they're supposed to be doing.
And this is the last time we can have them together, and we've enjoyed having them every Wednesday, and
I'm genuinely sad about that. So I thank you guys, and you guys do a great job, and we appreciate having you around. And we
Why
don't say
do you
that very often.
Continue to try to push Michael out the door that we've said
I'm
that
sorry,
he's
this
not
is
his
last,
last
day,
days.
Michael. I'm sorry. I'm really going to miss you, man.
And maybe we can step up your days. Maybe get you in here a couple more days.
There we go.
It's been a lot of fun, guys. Honestly, I appreciate it. It's been a big opportunity.
Any final comments to Kansas City while you've got the microphone?
Just hopefully it's not the last they've heard of me. Used to hearing my voice because I'm not going away.
Whether regardless of what
that sounds
what
like, a threat.
Are, you're not going away. You'll be right here.
We will make
thank you
in this seat, never moving.
Nope.
And the next show comes on, I'm standing.
And in spite of what Nate says, this is not your last day, Michael. You'll continue to return.
I'll be here next week.
every time we'll Nate see. Says, "Hey, sorry, it's your last day. Congratulations, thanks a lot for all the."
Yeah. Good luck to you in the future, Mean Mug.
There's the morning show interns available for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, any type of
public
event.
I will work for tips.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.